Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. If you are just getting here for the first time, we are welcoming you in and tapping our cups as we take this sip of inspiration and positivity. If you are a returning sipper, well, welcome back. Make sure you're inviting other people to join into the podcast. It's absolutely free. I'm just glad we can gather here together. Today, I want to talk about mourning someone that's not passed away. Now, we all know what it feels like to lose someone we love, right? And for God to welcome them into heaven. And it hurts. We miss having them on this side of heaven and all of the things that, you know, we were exposed to by having a life with them and just adjusting to that change, right? That's hard. But I don't think we ever really talk about how hard it is to mourn the loss of someone who is still alive. And this came to me because throughout my life, I'm in my 40s now, and getting here required me to sever some relationships that I did not want to end ever. It also required me to cut me off sometimes. Now, we're going to break this down into two different sections. First things first, as we continue to transition, as we're growing, we're not outgrowing people. We're outgrowing our former selves. We're outgrowing the identity we had that aligned with certain mentalities, certain behaviors, certain places, certain people, and certain things. So when you do that, of course, you're going to shed some stuff. And that is tough. A lot of times it comes with survivor's guilt because how dare you move on to this new space while all of this stuff that you loved in your former space has to be left behind? Because it all can't fit where you're going. So either you're going to release some of it and keep growing and going, or you're going to try to bring it all with you and it's going to hold you back. So as you begin to say yes to whatever God has for you, you begin to understand that not everything can go. And that may mean you have to move a geographical location. That may mean you have to put down habits that you once had. It may mean a part of your lifestyle. Maybe you're used to waking up at 8 or 9 o'clock and this new life requires you to get up at 5 or 6. Well, you're going to have to answer to yourself, is your new life worth sacrificing the things that you were attached to in your former one? And this is where we get to mourning, because what if that is people? What if it's your best friend from kindergarten? What if you've loved this person for as long as you've known how to love, but this person is in a space where they're making decisions that could jeopardize the promise that God has for you? What if you're now in a space where you can't afford those kinds of risks and you're expressing it to them and you're sharing it with them and that person feels like you think you're better than them now or you're trying to change them? Do you sacrifice what you know God is instructing you to do so that you don't lose this person that you love? Or do you love them where they are and communicate to them with love that your relationship now has to change? Or I'll do you one better. What if you love somebody with your whole heart, but because of something they're dealing with or something they choose not to deal with, loving them is hurting you? Answering their phone calls causes you pain. And you've tried to jump through every loop and you've tried to reformat every part of yourself to accommodate what they're dealing with so that you could find ways to love them better. And over again, it's just becoming clear that this is an unhealthy situation. And in order to protect yourself, to love you better, and to not wind up in a really dark place, you have to let them go. These spaces have us mourning people that are still alive because you never really consider that those people won't be a part of your everyday. And you feel guilty that you're choosing you. You're choosing your relationship with Christ. You're choosing the promise on your life, all of the hard work you've done, and you're letting go. But in letting go, that doesn't mean that you're closing the door. That means that you've got to trust God to do the work that you can't. Because sometimes we love people so much that we begin to think that we can fix them. Or we begin to think that we can fix ourselves to a place where we can be whatever that person needs so that everything will just be good. And we have to remind ourselves that A, we are not God. And B, maybe God wants us to get out the way. Maybe God needs us to let that go so that we can focus on what he has for us to do and he can get in there and work with the person that we love so much. And then somehow, in a way that only God can design. It all works out in the end. And yes, it hurts. And sometimes it'll be misunderstood. And I mean, you might not even understand it yourself. But I can tell you this, as you continue your walk with Christ, you will face times where you will have to let something go. Bad habits, poor decisions, a dysfunctional mentality, relationships that are no longer good, and even spaces that you thought you would never leave. Because we can't become who God has laid out for us if we are only committed to spaces, people, places, and things that we've grown comfortable in. You've got to find joy in being uncomfortable, friend, because that discomfort is attached to your next level. And oftentimes, it's a prerequisite to helping you get to where you're going. So yes, it's tough to mourn people and places and things that are still very much existing, but it's even tougher to look back on your life and to see where you could have made a different decision that would have changed everything. This is not your sign to start cutting the world off. This is your sign to get closer to Christ and obey whatever He has for you to do, even when it doesn't make sense. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you again for the day. I want to thank you for waking us up in our right mind. I want to thank you for the physical things that we have, Lord, the ability to move our limbs, to breathe. Lord, the roof over our heads, the vehicles we drive, the bus passes, if that's a thing. Lord, the ability to walk, if all we've got is that. Lord, the things that you've provided us. Lord, I want to thank you for the people, the places that you've given us that have helped to grow us and to cultivate us through these seasons. Lord, I want to ask that you would give us the courage to do whatever is required so that we may better serve you. Lord, allow us to hear your voice, to not be making decisions out of ego or feelings or pride, Lord, or the way things look, but to make decisions out of your will. Lord, that when you clarify to us the decisions that have to be made, that we are not fearful of making them. And Lord, even when they hurt, that we would make those decisions. Lord, that we would move in love and that we would do what is best, even when it may not look best. Lord, allow us to hear your voice louder than our own thoughts and feelings. Allow your voice to be the surround sound to our minds and the beat, the rhythm of our hearts. Allow us to be willing to forfeit our feelings and the feelings of anyone else so that we may be committed to your plan. Lord, we thank you for keeping us thus far, Lord, even when we make mistakes and when we don't make mistakes, even when we make decisions that we know aren't right, Lord, your love never wavers. So help us to love others the way that you love us. Help us to make decisions that are reflective of that love and help us to stay committed to the cause and to what you have laid out for us to do in this world to enhance and further your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you have an amazing day today, friend. Invite others to join on Jesus and Coffee, and I'll catch you again next time. Later.